All right, back for our last segment in this show that's going to go into the hopper. Roy Matlack Jr. here, and I want to encourage you once again, you know, go to roymatlackjr.com. We got so much stuff on there. We got budget forms. We got a 12-part, 45-minute A to Z Zoom that you can hit, register, and it'll send it to you over the next 30 days. So you can just sit there and take your notes. You can rewind it. You can do whatever you want to do. We got family financial workshops. We've got, you know, guides to money. I would go to the podcast. I mean, it just keeps on happening more and more, and we just keep adding more and more content. So it's kind of like a resource guide. If you want to go learn about money, go right there, roymatlackjr.com, or to schedule an appointment. You could do a phone call or a Zoom call, or even come into our office, 615-843-2999. As we continue on this segment, we're going to go in now about investing with professional managers, okay? And what is the difference? So the first question is, should you buy a fund or should you buy individual investments? You know, I know people that they try to manage it on their own. And, you know, if you go out there and you spend and put the time into it, all right, I don't, you know, hey, there's things called no-load mutual funds where you're doing all of the, you know, the researching and doing stuff like that, okay? I'm not going to, you know, try to talk you out of it. There's smart people out there that spend a lot of time doing stuff. I mean, you know, they're out there. I have no issue with that. Most people like me, I go find an expert team of people that can help me do things I don't know how to do. You know, it's kind of like, you know, I had a doctor tell me one time, he says, well, I kind of manage my own stuff. I said, I understand. I said, I do the same thing. If I get sick, I diagnose myself on Google. All right. And then, you know, make a prescription. Right. Now, I'm going to read if my knee hurts something. But the reality is when I really have my knee hurting, I'm going to go to the guy that knows how to deal with the knees. Right. And the physical therapist and the surgeons and stuff like that, if that's where it needs to go. So we're going to be talking today not about do it yourself, even though you can individually buy and invest your own money, or you can go through and have a company to do that. You can also individually buy real estate, which is a big thing. I have people, you should go buy a rental property. And I said, well, that's fine. Just understand that that's something that you're going to have to manage. All right. So you have to put your time, energy. And then the question is, do you really understand it? Do you understand the leases? Do you understand the, you know, do you have a maintenance team? Are you doing it? Whatever it may be. So it's a hands-on deal. That's what an individual investment account, if you went and bought individual stocks, it's hands-on. You know, it's up to you. All right. If you go buy individual properties, it's the same thing. Now, does that mean it can't work? No, it can work, but you just have to realize that it's not going to be a few minutes a day investing, learning how to be an investment person or to buy real estate. And it's just going to, you're going to buy this house and somehow or another the rent's going to come in and the renters are going to be good and the maintenance is going to get done and the taxes are going to get paid and, you know, your end of the year, all that kind of stuff. So anyway, so we're not talking about doing it on your own in this show. We're talking about understanding how it works. And then once you understand how it works, then when you speak with someone and get help, you're walking in there confident that they're not going to pull some, you know, stuff on you and you don't understand it, right? So let's get started with some of the different ways that we can invest our money that would fall in the category of long-term savings. All right, we can buy mutual funds. That's one. We can also go into what is called a managed account portfolio. We're going to go into that. We can buy REITs, which is a REIT is a real estate investment trust. That's how you get into real estate professionally managed rather than go into buying individual properties on your own like individual stocks. And then the other long-term investment account would be something like an annuity. All right. So what we're going to do now is we're going to go through and I'm going to give you the kind of the pros and cons and let you understand. So when you get through, you're going to probably say, okay, I understand that. Okay, what is a mutual fund? Mutual fund is an investment vehicle. It's a professional money manager. You can purchase mutual funds either on your own through what's called a no-load fund. You go pick them out, or you can go through an investment advisor and pay a brokerage commission. So the benefit of a mutual fund, one of the biggest benefits is that you can get in for very little money. You can get into the mutual funds for very little money. And then it allows you to have professional money management. All right, So that's the first thing. It provides diversification. You can go in there, and if you go into a typical mutual fund, you might have a couple hundred stocks, bonds, or money market instruments, depending on how it is. It's very liquid. If you need to get the money, you can instantly get the money. I mean, within 2 days, you can hit a button, and it's usually in your bank account. You do get the professional money management, and then you have all these different offerings from bond funds, stock funds, any type of balance funds. You can go in and say, hey, I think I want to have a 60-40 stock split, bond split. We can do that. And so what happens is depending on your age, your risk tolerance, the length of time you're going to have before you're going to be using it, you can kind of structure that. And that's the benefit of a mutual fund. What's some of the negatives? Well, some of the negatives of mutual funds are you have no control over taxation. You know, they can turn, you know, the fund will make a decision to take and sell something, and you may get a capital gains hit and stuff like that. Now, of course, it's not that way if it's in an IRA. It doesn't affect you, but it may, you know, you don't have as much, you have no control over. What you do is you just have control over which fund, and then they have a prospectus that tells you how they're going to invest it, but you don't have any input on it. You're not going to say, hey, get rid of this or keep that, which most people, the reason they go into it is they don't want to do that. All right. So what is the cost on a mutual fund? If you buy a brokerage account, you'll pay a broker's fee. If you're putting $50 or $100 a month in, it's going to be around 5%. If you put your money, if you've got $1 million or more, most of them will waive the brokerage fee. And then the management fee is going to be about, most of them are 1% or a little less than 1%. So when you look at it, you say, well, how does that work out? Well, over a long period of time, you got to compare them. And when you compare them, you'll find that good fund managers will outperform the market in general, and they'll do it with less risk, meaning the beta, and you can look at things like that. We'll talk about all that stuff in another show. What is a managed account? Well, a managed account is very similar to a mutual fund, but it's owned by the investor, but managed by someone else. So what that means is you could tell the manager, you said, look, don't sell this stock now, wait until January because I don't want to pay taxes now because I got something else going on. All right. And so you have the ability to time your sales to minimize tax liability, where mutual funds you have no control over, that kind of thing. You have more transparency. You can see, whereas a mutual fund, you get benefits by going into one fund family to reduce cost. You can go across pretty much anything there is. You can have discretion. You can tell the manager, look, do it as you want. And then what you do is you choose different fund managers. You might have some ETFs in there. You got all these kind of things. All right. And how do you pay? Well, the negative is there's two negatives. The first thing is that generally speaking, if you don't have $100,000, you're probably not getting in a managed account. Realistically, you probably don't want to be in one until you get upwards of maybe $250 to even consider it. And the reason is that you're going to have pretty high fees going into that. So you might end up paying, you know, close to 2% in fees. And after all the fees, are you actually going to do better than the mutual fund itself? Chances, I don't believe you will for the most part. So the small accounts, the managed negative is that the fees are probably going to be higher than a regular mutual fund. And the idea behind a managed portfolio, if you've ever heard fiduciary, and what that means is that the person who the advisor is you're working with has a license or is called a registered investment advisor. And what they do is they, in the mindset of fiduciary means that it doesn't matter what they have no reason to put you in this fund or that fund or this fund or that fund or that annuity or whatever, because they just charge a flat fee. So there's no incentives in it. Hey, if it's not performing the way you want to do it, you can move it. But the negative with it is that it's more expensive. All right. And no matter where you're at, it's going to be more expensive to have a managed account. The fiduciary side is, only relates to, it's not like a person that's a fiduciary is going to give you necessarily better advice. It just means that the advice, wherever you put it, it doesn't change anything. Whereas on a brokerage account, when you purchase something, you pay a fee. So that would be the way that works. So you got mutual funds, you've got managed accounts, you have annuities. So let's talk about annuities, how annuities work. Annuities are made up of an insurance company, and depending on the type of annuity, all right, either a fixed annuity, which has guarantees of principal, you have a fixed index, which has downside protection, but some of the upside of the market. We have these buffered annuities, which, you know, will put you in the market but give you some loss protection. And then you have a variable annuity, which is just an annuity that's invested in the market. And you got professional money managers like mutual funds. They're mostly designed to tax defer income. So if you have extra money that you don't need, you can put it into an annuity and it will grow tax deferred until you start pulling it out. Also, annuities provide lifetime income guarantees. Now, what are the negatives? Well, they're set up like an IRA. So if you need the money prior to 59 and a half or you do early withdrawals on it, there's penalties and they're more fee intensive. Why are they more expensive? Well, they're an insurance product, and an insurance product carries with it some fees that you wouldn't have. Lastly, we'll talk about real estate. If you want to buy rental real estate on your own, you can do that. The negatives with rental on your own is you're not diversified. You're not, you know, don't have the liquidity in it. It costs more money to get into it. You can go into a real estate fund, and those funds, you can get into those things for $500 and have a piece of the real estate market, and they've done well over a period of time. Real estate funds have done well as, you know, in these real estate investment trusts, but you got to look at all of it. So what we do is we work around, and I'm going to get into way more detail. This is a lot of stuff that we can go, and I can go forever and ever on this, but here's what it boils down to, is you want to get yourself in a position to where you start learning, and once you learn, you'll get confident, and once you get confident, you're going to be able to go through the ups and downs and everything that comes along with that. So I hope you've enjoyed the show. I would encourage you to go to roymatlockjr.com or just go to your Apple or Android podcast, Spotify, all those kind of stuff, iHeart, and tune in to our podcast. With that being said, we will continue on and talk to you next week. Thank you.